Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humbly as we know how. Lord, I cannot preach unless you give me the preaching gear. I cannot speak unless you give me your anointing. Lord, I need you tonight for delivery. Lord, give me the words and your many thoughts, Lord. Lord, as the word go forth, allow the hearers to have open hearts and minds to be receptive of your holy word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I can do nothing without you, but I can do all things with you. We ask you to bless us and bless this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Living a holy life. You know, living a holy life is so vital and important. We're wasting our time coming and living raggedy lives. We all say we want to go to heaven. Praise God. But in order to get there, we got to live right. Amen. We got to live a holy life. This is the only way that we can get to heaven. No exception. Amen. Because, you know, to get to his heaven, we got to make sure that we live in according to God's word. This is the word from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. And we have to eat this book up. We can't be choosing like children sometimes. You set the table. They don't want the veggies. Amen. And the starches. But they want that good piece of cake over here. Amen. Or that good delicious pie. Amen. Being picky. But when it comes down to the word of the Lord, we got to live the word, amen, to its fullness. Praise God. And we're living in a time now where there are slackness, there are indifferent, there are people, you know, can't get it together. Amen. One saying one thing and another person saying another. It bothers me sometimes, you know, where all these religion come from. This is one book, the word of the Lord. Folks take this one book and change it and make it fit them. But I want to tell you in the fear of the Lord, that will not work. Praise God. We must live a holy life. What does holiness mean? Holiness means not doing cartwheels, spinning around and falling out on the floor. But holiness means living a blameless life. Amen. Set apart from the world. The Bible teaches us to love not the world, neither the things that's in the world, and the love of the devil move. Amen. Love not the world, neither the things that's in the world. Any man love the world. That's right. Amen. So we can't love the world. We got to love God. It's all about the Lord. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for this way. Amen. I thank God, amen, for his law. I thank God for his commandment. Praise God. And we must live this life to its fullness. Let's read over here. Amen, church, to we're going to read over here to Luke the 20. Praise God. Amen. Hold just a moment here. Praise God. I want to say one more thing. I want to say this. You know, we got to live this life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. Amen. This is what it's going to take. We can get a part-time job. It's nothing wrong with that. But I'm here to tell you, you can't serve the Lord part-time. Amen. You got to serve him full-time and all the time. Praise God. So we can be ready. We don't know when he's coming. Bible said he's coming as a thief in the night when we think it not. So that's why it behooves us to live like every day is the last. Huh? Because it very well could be. We don't know when our destiny. We don't know when we're going to leave out of here. We don't know, amen, when our tongue will be glued to our mouth. We don't know when we will be cease to breathe. Amen. These last, I will say the last 12 months, I never in my life see folks leaving out of here. I know I done preached 10, 12 funerals. Amen. And just had one right before we came. Folks are leaving. And some prepared and some unprepared. But I want to let you know tonight, we all have an opportunity to check ourselves. Amen. Make sure that we are ready for departure. Make sure that we have our ticket in our hand. Amen. Praise God. When the Lord come, amen, he coming back for ready folks. Praise God. You ain't got time to procrastinate and wonder, amen. You got to be ready when the Lord come. I used to be a bus driver for going on 30 years. Amen. And sometimes you go pick the students up. And sometimes they in the house and they know the time to be ready. See, you don't, like I tell them, you don't be in the house, you be at the bus stop. Praise God. And if they ain't the bus stop, we have orders to keep going. So I try to be kind of considerate. I don't want to just leave them and go. So I tell them, I say, listen, I say, you need to be at the bus stop, not coming out with your cereal bowl, eating cereal, and running to the bus. Come on. You got to get up in time to eat and be at that bus stop, because the law is you're supposed to be, if your bus time is at 6:30, amen, Durham Public School said you need to be out there 15 minutes earlier. Amen. So you won't miss the bus. Praise God. But so many times they procrastinate, and when the bus pull up, they not ready. Amen. When you're not ready, then what happens? You get left. Amen. And the same thing, amen, serving the Lord, if you ain't ready, you will be left behind. Amen. Praise God. That's why the Bible teaches us to be ye ready, also ready. In the name of Jesus. So I'm here to tell us today, tonight, in the name of the Lord, be ready when the Lord comes. Praise God. All right, let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians, the fifth chapter. We want to read a little there. Praise ye the Lord. Pray for us. Amen. The fifth chapter. And we want to start at the 24th through the 28th verses. Amen. It said, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Amen. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that ye might be sanctified and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Now this is my key verse here. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, for not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be what? Holy and without blemish. Praise God. He coming back. Jesus is coming back for a pure church. He coming back for a glorious church. He coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, praise God. But that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. He won't talk about the wood, the block, amen, the brick. Amen. That's not what he's coming back for. We are the church. We got to be ready. Amen. Because if you look on buildings, they got a lot of spot and blemish. But we must be clean. We must be holy. Amen. Without spot, praise God. What that mean, without spot? We must live a holy life. We must live a life of greatness. Amen. There ain't no flaws and blunders, praise God. Amen. We got to live what we, praise God, teach and preach, praise God. Because the Lord is looking on us. I don't want, amen, when the Lord come. Amen. He tell us, where I am, you cannot come. I don't want that said to me. I want the Lord to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want the Lord to say, come and enter into the joys of the Lord. Amen. That's a sad day, praise God. When you miss heaven, then it ain't but only one more place. And that's hell. Praise God. Amen. Hell. Hell is a place where you don't want to go. Amen. Hell is fire and it will last everlasting to everlasting. Amen. There's no fans there. Huh? There's no AC and there's no, you can't drink no ball of pop. Come on somebody. Hey, hello in here. We got to make sure we miss that place. Praise God. Because heaven is where we want to go. And I want to tell you, heaven is, you can make it. Praise God. It ain't so hard. It ain't, amen, so impossible that you cannot make it. Praise you the Lord. Some people say, oh, it's hard. I can't hardly make it. You know why you can't hardly make it? Because you ain't got a well made up mind. Amen. If you want to make heaven, you want to live right, amen, God give you grace. He give you strength, praise God. It ain't you doing nothing. We ain't got to do anything but allow the Lord to be in us and working in us. He's our hands. He's our feet. He's our mind. That's why the Bible said, let this mind be in you and also in Christ Jesus. Amen. I tell you what. This mind is real vital. This mind is real important. If everybody in this congregation, everybody under this tabernacle, if they had the mind of Christ, we would not need the police department. We would not need the military. We will not need, amen, somebody to make sure that we're doing the right thing. Everybody will be doing great, doing God's will. Amen. But there's a choice. Praise God, there's a choice. Amen. And it's our job to make some wise choices. Praise God. Amen. Because my Bible reads, when he shall appear, we shall what? Be like him. Praise God. Amen. And a lot of times there's a measure of room. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we ain't right where we need to be. Amen. I hear baptism coming up. Amen. So in order to be baptized, you need to be a prepared candidate for the water. Amen. Because if you don't, it's just none of it. You just go down dry devil and come back up a wet devil. Praise God. That's only change. But we don't want to, amen, be just wasting the preacher time. Amen. We got to have a changed heart. Praise God. We got to be renewed by the Holy Ghost. We got to be real and genuine. How many know, amen, that's the only person going to stand as a genuine person. Praise God. Ain't God good in this place. Nothing phony, fake. Praise God. Amen. Realness is the only thing that will stand. Praise God. Amen. Realness. They got a store in Durham called Save-A-Lot. Y'all got one of those stores around? Well, that store is a deception store. And I got upset. I went in there to shop and I remember I got me some cereal. I like Rice Krispies. And corn flakes. I went in that store and I went to the cereal aisle and I thought I was getting Rice Krispies. The box was the same color. Amen. Everything look, you know, just like a box of Rice Krispies. But something about it, when I got home, I began to get the milk and the sugar. In the bowl. Pour it in the bowl. Put the milk in it. Put the sugar. And that thing, I started eating it. I said, good, this ain't no Rice Krispies. Then I start looking at the box. I said, and I think it was rice, something else. It wasn't Rice Krispies, but it was another name. I forgot what it was, but it was, could have been Rice Hippers. Come on. But it wasn't Rice Krispies. But it looked like Rice Krispies. The box was all the same color and everything just matched up. You know, when you go in the grocery store, you're just going in there trying to just buy stuff. You ain't really looking and seeing. You just know that, say, rice. And it looks like, you know, the box you need. Not only Rice Krispies. Amen. Veggies. A lot of stuff. It was imitation. Imitation. It looked real, but it wasn't real. Hey, hey, hey. And sometimes we as folks and children of God, sometimes we not real. Amen. Come on now. It's a little tight now, but it's right. I got to tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. He didn't have me to just come our way from North Carolina and just petting. I got to tell you what the words say. You dress him by cold. Amen. You talking good. Amen. You at church every now and then. Come on. Praise God. When you come, you just light the church up. Your testimony is longer than anybody's testimony. Amen. When it's time for business meeting, you the talker of the town. You got more stuff to say and tell you how to do stuff and how we should do. But you're not living nothing. Praise God. Ain't God good in here? Amen. The Bible says, David said, you know, he's a searcher of heart. And he got that searchlight. Come on. And he can see all inside. Amen. And something in you is not right. And he see up in the left corner of your heart. He see there a little dust there. There a little something that need to be removed. Huh? But you say we all gonna go to heaven. But I'm gonna tell you, examine yourself. Check yourself out. Make sure you real Rice Krispies. Amen. Praise God. Don't wait till the Lord come. It's going to be too late. Because when he come, he ain't got time to try to straighten us out. This is getting ready time now. Amen. This is a time to make sure that we got everything pleased in the Lord's sight. Just like I said, I want the Lord to say, well done, Brother Jerry. Well done, brothers and sisters. Praise God. You don't want your labor in vain. Huh? Praise God. We got to be genuine. Praise you, the Lord. I'm a food truck operator, but I can slow it up a little bit. I'm getting to the retirement age. I don't do like I used to do. Amen. But let me say this. I got counterfeit several times. On my truck, it looked real. And somebody say, if this, you know, that little strip they have in the bill, they say, if that's there, it's real. Oh, I had some that the strip was there. Amen. But it was still counterfeit. Huh? It looked right. It looked good. When I went to the bank to make my deposit, I thought I was making like $350 deposit. and over $100 was counterfeit. I need my money. I put that in the bank. And the banker said, Mr. Leonard, this is counterfeit. And then I began to think. I said, I believe I know where I got that. Because in that food truck, you go on all sides of town. And some ain't all Christians. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There's a rough side. And that's where I got that, from that rough side. Amen. And I said, well, give it back. I said, I know where I got it from. Could I? She said, no, sir. You can't have it back. You know, the bank have to keep it. See? Amen. So I was at a loss. But I'm going to tell you, counterfeit salvation, you're going to be at a loss. Amen. The Lord going to tell you, hey, you can't come. Depart from me. I never knew you. I don't want the Lord to tell us that. I want the Lord to, some he going to tell, depart from me, I never knew you. Some he going to say, depart from me, I know you not. I used to know you, but I don't know you now. Some he ain't never knew. Some ain't never been saved. Praise God. But I want him to say to all of us, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. I just love that word, well done. When I go and eat a steak, praise God. They said, how you like your steak? I said, well done. Amen. But not burnt. A lot of times when they bring the steak, I say, well done. Numerous of times it's looked good and done on the top side. When you flip it over, it's burnt. I don't like that. I sent it back. Amen. You overcooked this. I didn't tell you to burn it. Hello. I said, well done. I don't want to see no pink. I know some of y'all like pink, and that's all right. That's why, amen. But I like it, you know, not real dry, but just barely cook it where it's well, and I don't see no pink. Amen. Praise God. So that's how we got to be when we serve the Lord. We got to be just well done, just right for God. Amen. We just got to, you know, we can't overdo. We got to be right, precise, where the Lord can use us. Amen. I want to be able to be used by God. I want God all the way. I can't do nothing without him. But with him, I can do all things. Praise God. To God be the glory. Amen. We must be clean. We must be real. We must be sin free. Yeah? Some people say, I got to sin. You ain't got to do nothing but live for God. Amen. God can help us. See, the one thing about it, church, see, it's really nothing that we have to do. The Lord do it within us. When we get God, people saying this thing is hard. It's not hard. It's hard because you don't want to do it. When you allow God, the Lord, to come into your life, you have the mind of the Lord. Amen. You got the pure heart that the Lord said he would give to you. Amen. He's in your hands. He's in your feet. He's within you. He walked with you. He talked with you. Praise God. When you can't holler walk, he'll hold you by the hand. Amen. Sometimes you may stumble and fall. He'll lift you up and he'll brush you off and he'll tell you to start again. Amen. God is the one that can help us to make it. It ain't hard, but Bible says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Praise God. God has a way, and I thank God. I thank God. November of 1976, God came into my life, and he's been in my life ever since. He never lost a battle. He do what he said he could do. Praise God. When troubles come, only thing I got to do is call on the Lord. How many know when you're called on the Lord, He'll come to your rescue? Amen. Amen. Praise God. He won't fail you. Sometimes your friends, sometimes your acquaintance, sometimes your best of buddies. Amen. You need them and they're not available. But I'm glad. I'm glad my God said He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And I'm here to tell you, anytime I need the Lord, He show up and He show out. Praise God. He appear on the scene. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. Only thing He wants you to do is be real, genuine, living for God. And sin cannot enter there. Praise God. I want to read here this song. Amen. 406 in our hymn books. Praise God. Sin can never, I said, can never enter there. How many know heaven is a holy place? It's filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. Amen. All within the gates appear, from defilement kept secure. Sin can never enter there. So I'm here to tell you, church, heaven is a holy place. And it's filled with glory and with grace. Praise God. Amen. If we holy, we can't be there. If we unholy and living raggedy lives, we shall not make it. So I'm so glad. Sometimes people say that, Lord, we've been hearing that the Lord was going to come for years and He ain't got here yet. You know what we need to be doing? Praising the Lord. Thank you, Lord, because You give me more time. Amen. We got loved ones we want to see saved. We got sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews. So I'm glad the Lord tarrying. Amen. Don't worry about when He comes. You just make sure you're ready. Praise God. And hold on to His unchanging hand. Praise ye the Lord. And the song said here, if you hope to dwell at last when your life on earth is past, in that home so bright and fair, you must here be cleansed from sin, have the life of Christ spread within. Sin can never enter there. Now, if you think you can, as some folks say, sinning Christians, there's no such. Amen. Christian mean Christ-like. Sinner mean committing sin. You commit sin. What is sin? The Bible said, when you know to do good and do it not, it's sin. Amen. Sometimes we do things, and sometimes we know it's wrong. Sometimes we act a certain way, and you know it's not the way you're supposed to perform. So you need an attitude adjustment. You need to say, Lord, adjust my attitude. Make me like You and less like myself. Because I want to go back with You. And I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord tonight, every one of us can go back with Jesus. Amen. It's not complicated. It's not hard. Only thing you got to do is live a sinless life. Amen. And sometimes people said, I can't do it. And you said correctly, you cannot do it. It take God. God can do it. You get Him in your life. You let Him be the driver of your vehicle. How many know He's a good driver? We need to let Him take the wheel and we be a backseat rider. We don't need to try to take the wheel and drive and do what we want to do and go where we want to go. See, when we take over wheels, we'll drive on the mountaintop and never go in the valley. Amen. But But I want to tell you the valley is where, amen, it makes you. And God is there in the valley as well. How many know he's peace in the valley? He's joy in the valley. There's greatness in the valley. Praise God. Amen. Folks want easy street. I want to tell you we got to know that we got to get off of easy street. And get on committed boulevard. We must be committed. We must be real. In the name of Jesus. You may live in sin below. Heaven grace refuse to know. But you cannot enter there. It will stop you at the door. Bar you out forevermore. Sin can never enter there. If you cling to sin, to death, when you draw your latest breath, you will sink in deep despair to the regions of the lost. Thus to prove at awful cost, sin can never enter there. Course said sin can never enter there. So if you at the judgment bar, sinful spot, your soul shall mourn. You can never. I said you can never enter with sin in your life. We must stop the sin business. Amen. I know we all feel like we save and we sanctimonious. We just doze this and we, amen. But sometimes it ain't the case. Amen. So that's why we need to let the Lord shine that searchlight on us. And tell the Lord, search me, Lord. See if there be any wicked way within me. Remove it, Lord, if there be. Amen. Because I want to make heaven my home. And I want all of us to make heaven our home. But this is the roadmap from Genesis to Revelation. Praise God. Amen. How many know we must be like Jesus? Let's turn to 1 John. First John, the third chapter. Verses 1 through 16. If I can have a reader, please.
Behold, whatever love the Father hath bestowed
upon
us.
Amen.
That we can be called the sons of God.
We can be called the sons of God.
Therefore, the world knoweth us not.
The world knoweth us not.
Because it knew him not.
Because it knew him not.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God.
And it now, doth, amen. Now are we the sons of God.
And it doth not yet appear.
It does not yet appear.
What we shall be.
What we shall be.
But we know.
But we must know.
That when he shall appear.
When he shall appear.
We shall be like him.
We shall be like him.
For we shall see him as he is.
For we shall see him as he is.
And every man that hath
hold,
this hope.
Hold it right there, my brother. We must be like him. We must be like Jesus. How is he? He's pure. He's holy. He's righteous. He's blameless. So when he shall appear to go back to his heaven, we got to make sure that we're following his procedure. Amen. Because he's going to tell you loud and clear, you where I am, you cannot come because you're not worthy. You're not living a holy life. We got to be like Jesus. Read right on.
Verse 3. And every man that hath this hope in him.
Now, every man that hath this hope in him.
Purifieth himself.
Purify himself.
Even as he is pure.
Praise him.
Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law.
Thank you. Hold it right there. Did everybody hear that? Whosoever committed sin. It said what, brother?
transgresseth the law.
Transgresseth the law. Whosoever commits sin break the law. Amen. Read.
And ye know not, and ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins.
Praise
and
God.
In him is no more sin.
He was made known to take away our sins. In him is no sin. Amen. But people today, they're sinning more or less every day. They're doing what they want to do, going where they want to go, acting like they want to act. Amen. Look at the government. Look up that rat race up there. Just anything goes. God ain't pleased with that. And I'm not pleased with it either. Praise God. God's got a way. Praise God. And we got to follow his way. We got to do what he intends for us to do. I don't care who he is up there in that office. He can be a Republican. If he got sin in his life, he ain't going to make it. He can be a Democrat. If he got sin in his life, he ain't going to make it. He can be the mayor of the town. It don't matter about your position. Whosoever sin will not make it. I want to make it. I want to have love for everybody. Not just certain few. Amen. But love for everybody. See, because I was talking to somebody not long ago. Because when we leave from here, we all want to go to heaven. And we just read the song, Heaven is a Holy Place, filled with glory and with grace. And if we get there, we all going to get there together. And we might as well get together down here, because we ain't going up there. Amen. Praise God. You might say, I got a seat in heaven. Well, that seat going to be out. Only way you can get a seat in heaven is live a holy life. Read on, my brother.
Verse 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
Whosoever, if you abide in the Lord, you sin not.
Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him.
Uh-oh. You ain't even seen the Lord. That's a little more worse. You ain't seen the Lord and don't even know the Lord. It don't matter how much you say, Lord, 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 this and that. You ain't seen the Lord if you sin. And don't even know him. Read.
Little children.
Little children.
Let no man deceive you.
Let no man deceive you.
He that doeth righteousness.
He that doeth righteousness.
Even as he is righteous.
Even as he is righteous.
He that committeth sin is of
the devil. He that committeth sin.
Is of the devil.
Is of the devil.
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
He that committeth sin. Is of the devil. It ain't what you say. It's what the word say. Read.
For this purpose the Son of God was manifested.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. He was made known. He was manifested.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Whosoever is born of God. When you say you are born of God, when you say you are born again, amen, as Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Amen. You don't sin. What did that mean? You're born again. Meaning that you was born one time in the flesh. But now you need to be born in the spirit. What is flesh is flesh. And what is the spirit? It's the spirit. So that was the flesh birth. Now you need that spiritual birth. Amen. Praise God. Read on.
For his seed remaineth in him.
For his seed remaineth in him.
And he cannot sin.
And he cannot sin.
Because he is born of God.
He cannot sin because he is born of God. Thank you. Amen. That ain't what Brother Jerry is saying. That's what the word is saying. Amen. So, Church, let's get right and let's go home. Amen. I want to go home. Bible said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And that's our ultimate goal, to go home with Jesus. Amen. I don't want to miss it. That's why I'm going to walk circumspectly. I don't want to miss it. That's why I'm going to keep focus on Jesus. Amen. Brother Peter, praise God. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he kept right on walking. He kept going to the Lord. But it's something about he took his eyes off of Jesus. Then he began to sink. So I'm here to tell you, keep your eyes focused. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And keep the victory. Don't let the devil cheat you out of your blessing. To God be the glory. Amen.